Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Ward and Brenda Morgan, also Drew Casper, curator at New Car Museum. It'll be in town. Well, do we have an official name, Ward, of the museum yet?
Yes, it's the Midwest Dream Car Collection.
There we go, Midwest Dream Car Collection. That's cool. That's a good name. I like that.
Yeah, we went back and forth. Some of them maybe aren't quite dream cars, so you'll have to use your imagination on some of them. They're interesting, but maybe not dream cars. But hopefully it's an interesting enough name to convey what we're trying to do and get people to come in.
And again, this museum will be at the old Ray's Apple Market location in West Loop. And you're telling us a little bit about how things are going there as far as renovations and those things. Do we have kind of a target date on when you hope to have this open?
Well, I've been saying fall. Now I'm saying late fall, which probably means all the way up into the end of December. I'm still going to say late fall. But one way or another, we'll be open before the end of the year.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
What a wonderful vocational opportunity this could be. You know, with the for instance, the 350 homeless children here in the school system, this could be a destination point to learn the vocation of even knowing in their personal life how to jack up a car and safely block it and change a tire. Or I was running a bootleg homeless shelter over here, and whatever child happened to be there, I'd take them over here to the library to learn computer on the things that weren't in their life. And there might be room there in the back for one of your Civics Plus people to teach the kids how to code. That's a big movement now to teach the girls how to code. What a wonderful opportunity for vocational training there. You know, even if it's how to clean out the car, detail it, I think they call it, they could use that just on the dash of the car they're going to sleep in tonight. Or, you know, there's several NAA-certified mechanics here in town that are up against it. We've got one reworking a Jaguar and old Cadillacs in the yard, and their opportunity, you know, if you come around to this community dinners at night, you'll be able to meet these kind of people and share your vocational opportunities with them. Thank you so much for bringing these things to widen our horizons to the town.
Well, first off, thanks for your comments. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of opportunities to introduce people of all ages to cars, and certainly the idea of the younger generation getting to actually see what they can do to work on the cars and possibly lead into a career that's the kind of thing that's very exciting to us. So absolutely, thank you for your comments.
Again, it's 785-537-1350, and I'm going to go ahead and throw out a question there, since this museum, the Ward Museum, is going to be open hopefully maybe at the end of the year, somewhere around there, definitely by next year. But you're in that process, so if you listeners have some ideas what cars you would like to see, go ahead, call in, give Ward a suggestion on a car to go out there and check out and buy. And actually, Drew, you were saying during a break that both you and Ward were out of town looking at a couple cars over the weekend.
We were indeed. We went to Connecticut to the Barrett Jackson Northeast Auction and checked out a few cars we had on our list before opening, and ended up with a couple new ones. So,
yeah, and what were those cars?
The one was a 1963 Corvette split window coupe, and the other was a 2010 Ferrari 458 Italia.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, sign me up.
Drew gravitates towards the exotic cars, so we had to add another Ferrari into the collection. But he's also starting to appreciate the muscle cars, and he also was working hard on a couple 69 Camaros that we didn't quite have enough budget to buy. But maybe we're hoping next time.
You know, and sticking with maybe not as exotic, but over the break we were also talking about that first date you guys had, you and Brenda had, and Dave on the other side of the glass brought up a good point. What car was that? Not quite as an exotic as a Corvette or a Ferrari, I understand.
If I recall, I think it was a 1995 Chevy Cavalier. So, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but maybe that's maybe that'll end up in a museum if we could track it down.
You remember what color it was, Brenda?
It was like a silver or gray.
Yep.
Nice. Nice. So, and that was impressive enough for you.
Apparently, like, it worked.
You never know. That's the whole key to our marriage is her standards are very low. So
that's not true.
Here with Ward and Brenda Morgan, also Drew Casper, curator of the, what was the name of of it again? Midwest.
Dream Car Collection.
Midwest Dream Car Collection. That just rolls off the tongue, too. So you can hear me typing that to get that written down. I have a couple suggestions for some cars.
Okay.
Because I'm a big movie guy. And I don't know if you'll have some like movie car. Oh, Drew, you're writing this down. Well done. Back to the Future car. DeLorean.
We do have a DeLorean.
Yes.
Check.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. And a Jurassic Park Jeep. Actually, I've seen one around town.
Oh.
There's like a couple of them that, I mean, they're pretty easy custom builds you can see from now and then. Like from the original Jurassic Park, not the new series, but the original Jurassic Park. I think it's a 93 Jeep Wrangler.
Okay.
TJ, so
okay. You find we'll be on the lookout for sure.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned you've seen some around. One thing that we're looking forward to is people that have cars in the area that want to loan their cars to the collection. We're absolutely looking for that. So anyone that knows of someone that's got a car that might be interested, please contact us.
Dave, do you have a wish list there?
Anything purple in the collection yet? Have you seen that Buick Wildcat that's purple that somebody has in town?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I have, and I've been thinking of a purple Wildcat would make a lot of sense, so mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a purple Azetta, which is a tiny little car, three-wheel car, four wheels in some models, that's painted purple in town, and actually we're going to Minnesota to talk to the person that owns that this weekend. So, yes, we're working naturally on some purple cars. And the
Prowler.
Plum Royal.
Plum Crazy Purple.
Oh, yeah.
There's a series of Dodge cars, Dodge Chrysler cars, around 1970 that we've looked at, Challengers, Chargers, that came in Plum Crazy Purple. So
yeah,
maybe we'll get one of those as
okay,
well.
Okay, so I'm a Mopar fan, so a Super B, Roadrunner. I'd like to see a Duster. You know, on the Super B and the Roadrunners, you got to have the tail fin.
Yeah,
got to have some with the tail fin. Anything with Richard Petty that looks like it's a Richard Petty car, I'm fine with that. But I'm a big Cuda. My dream car is like a 71 Cuda.
There's a lot of requests for Cudas, so I'm sure we're going to work one into that.
And you collection. Have my phone number, so thanks.
I'll have you help us test drive it and make sure that it gets driven regularly. How's that?
All right.
And we do have, you mentioned Richard Petty. We do have a 1970 Superbird, Plymouth Superbird. And that car only came out in 1970. It's got the big fin on back. And they built that car to lure Richard Petty back into the Plymouth fold. He had left because Plymouth wasn't winning at NASCAR. They built it for him. They went out and dominated NASCAR in 1970. And so they outlawed the car. And so they stopped making that car. So they only made it 1 year, and we have one of those, too. So, yeah, it's very cool.
I may want to drive that one, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Day's made.
Let's not read our own police reports later.
I think we need a new K-Man vehicle anyway.
Now we're talking. And, Brenda, do you have any cars that you're hoping to see, any vehicles you're hoping to see in this museum?
Yes. A 67 Ford Mustang Fastback, 390 engine, 4 on the floor.
There we go.
Candy apple red.
Candy apple red. And I imagine you have a lot of weight on these recommendations, probably more so than we do.
We are looking awful hard for that car.
It was my dad's car before my sister and I were married or born, so I'd like to get that for him.
That would be cool. That would be cool. And Ward, I'm pretty sure you're a GM guy, aren't you? Isn't that where your allegiance ultimately lies?
That's pretty true, yeah.
Because usually, I think you've had a pretty cool Camaro that I remember seeing. I think you saw that yellow Corvette.
I do. Trying to get the ZR1 Corvette. They're constrained, and so we're trying to figure out how to get one ordered. But I've also, through this process, have learned to appreciate a lot of other cars. So now I'm liking all of them. I think they're all pretty cool in their own ways.
And I think that's always a testament of a true car guy, right? That you do have an appreciation for the whole wide brethren, especially if it's Detroit muscle, whether it's Dodge, Ford, Chevy, all that stuff's pretty awesome. And Drew, you're starting to get that appreciation for the classic muscle cars. Because earlier we kind of found that you're kind of more of that exotic car guy, right? That more Ferrari type of car guy.
I am indeed. I'd grown up loving European cars, European supercars. But as this process has gone on, I've come to appreciate a lot more of the classic cars, the American muscle cars like we talked about, even all the way back to the early cars of the 1930s and things like that.
And those are always interesting. It always blows my mind when you look at those really old cars as far as what we consider that standard in a car now and what was standard then is always a lot different. Are you planning on having any cars that you had to crank? I mean, anything like that in the museum?
We do have one 1907 Ford Model R, which does have the crank engine on the front. And it's a pre Model T car, so it's pretty old, but it's a neat car to see.
Something interesting about that: the headlights are kerosene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the car didn't generate any electricity. In fact, you had to carry a battery to keep the spark plugs running, and it didn't charge. So once your battery died, the car died. But there's kerosene lamps for the headlamps.
Let's go ahead and take this call, and after the call, we'll go ahead and take a break. But go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Couple little suggestions for your car museum. This is great what you're doing. You need to get some old gas station mobilia in there to tie that all in. Something different, like maybe a couple old motorcycles there, old truck, you know, kind of tie it all in there with that. And people, you know, the new generation don't know, you know, they used to sell gas along the corners in 5-gallon cans because they didn't have gas stations back then when cars first come out. You know, give a little history, car tags, you know, there's some old car tags out there worth pretty good money and stuff. They're just a couple tied all in with that, with what you're doing.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think they call it automobilia, but the decorations of the old gas stations, et cetera, we'll be looking for some of that right now. We haven't got to that stage of it. As far as the old cars, or trucks, older vehicles, absolutely. We haven't talked about it. We have a lot of older vehicles, Model A's, Model T's, early Packards, etc. So there's a whole range of history there, absolutely. In fact, we have a 1920 Model T pickup, but the interesting thing about that is it has tracks on back. Somebody made a kit to put snowmobile tracks that went over the tires in back, and then they put skis on front, so we have the skis for it. And the person that invented this kit called it the snowmobile kit, and that's actually the origination of the term snowmobile is for this kit on this model, Model T. So it's a real cool looking vehicle. So you're absolutely right. The earlier cars have a lot that we can learn from, and we absolutely love the earlier cars.
The original snowmobile. I did not know that. I always thought it was always just the snowmobile that we think about in in the Colorado mountains and stuff like that. And very interesting. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back more in focus after this.